Hey guys, it's Portia Who That Tamler out of Houston, Texas, and I'm an eclectic amalgamation of many seemingly paradoxical things. What does that mean anyways? It just means that I'm happy, pampered, and determined to do it big in every facet of life. And today I'm super excited that you pushed the play button because you wanted to hear something this crazy gal by way of Texas had to say. And today I'm going to talk about pet peeves. So people ask me all the time, you know, do you ever get upset? Are you ever just kind of amped up? Is there another side of you? And when I'm looking at people, what I really feel when they're saying that is, you know, do I lack self-discipline? And they don't really know that that's what they're asking me, but that's what they're really asking me. Because a lot of times you're in situations, professional and personal, where things tend to kind of get to you. I mean, no one is just happy 100% of the time. Everything isn't roses and peachy and just great. There's some times you wake up and it doesn't necessarily have to be anything wrong with you. It could just be that the circumstances surrounding that day, or I say that Texas has to be a female because she hates me. My sinuses totally just disagree with my personality a lot. And sometimes I have to speak to myself and I have to say, self, you are okay. You're healthy, wealthy, whole, and wise. You're healed. And then every now and then my body will speak back to me and it will say, no, I'm not. I can't breathe. And you have a headache and your eye is swelling. It's running and you're starting to look like you're contagious and people aren't going to want you to come to their venue or their event, and you're not going to make this or that because you're not feeling well. And so when people ask me, is there another side to Portia? No one's just always that happy. And what I like to express today from a professional standpoint is this. Business, in your business life, it's more unforgiving than it is in your personal life. In your personal life, there's so many different metrics that you can bring into it. For instance, your religion, your background, your morale, your integrity, and all of that plays a very important role in how your personal life plays out. So if you come from a very strong religious background, you kind of have a buffer for how you deal with conflict. And so if you and your sister get in a spat, 9 times out of 10, there may be a simplified approach to getting past that. You may be mad, not talk for a few days and whatnot, but at the end of the day, if you have strong family beliefs, you're still family. And so you find a way to get past that. But in your professional life, you should try your best to exercise the highest form of self-discipline. And that means that you can't just go off on people because they upset you. You can't just lose your temper with people because they didn't buy into or ascribe to your philosophy, your idea, or your suggestion. And you definitely can't blow a gasket because you experienced some sort of betrayal in your workplace. What you like to do is to do what I, you know, have just practiced in so many years of my business. And that is, at the end of the day, this is what I do for a living. And I know this, and this is the single most dominating fact that I carry around with me. And that is, I am so much more than what I do for a living. So I can't make what I do for a living make me the person. If that makes sense to you, then when I'm at work, I'm just at work. And whatever it takes for me to do my job well and effective and efficiently, those are the things that I'm going to focus on. And problem solving and project management is all about it. It's not about blowing gaskets, getting upset, and fighting for what's right. If you ever become a manager at any company, it doesn't have to be a Fortune 500 company. It could be a Smoothie King. And when I say Fortune 500, it's not that that isn't a big organization, but I'm talking about a manager at a local Smoothie King, and you're over about four or five employees, and you have to kind of manage workloads and schedule who comes in here and kind of give reviews if someone's not doing their job up to par. You have to learn problem solving and business communication and how you speak to people who come from all different backgrounds, who may lack the same understanding that you have, you're going to have to learn communication strategy so that at the end of the day that they understand you. Because part of being productive is being able to communicate your goals and your desires for your team and making sure at the end of the day that you guys are productive, that it gets done, that the job gets done. So, am I like this all the time? I'd have to say 100% yes, because if you're asking me that question, you are in a situation where you have gotten to know me from a professional standpoint. And this is Portia Chandler. This is who I am. And part of my job is making sure that I enthuse you with motivation and inspiration. I want to be contagious. I want you to see the positive side of what you're doing. When you finish talking to me or you finish leaving a meeting with me or a training with me, I want you to believe that you can be and become all that is already on the inside of you. I want you to maximize your potential, and my job is to extract that from you to make you believe that you can do it. And I don't have any time to become distracted on issues, circumstances, and other things that are going on. My job is to water that seed and watch it grow. All right, it's Portia with that channel. You want to know more about me and what I do? Please visit me online at www.portiachandler.com. And it is Portia, like Portia, not like the car. I'm not a Porsche. So again, if you would like to visit me online, please visit me at www.portiachandler.com. Look forward to hearing from you. Take care.